Welcome to the May 7th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by ministerial candidate Pam Phillips. The podcast begins with her story for all ages. Her message is titled Courageous Love. The worship associate for the service is Ellen Plummer. After the service, at the special congregational meeting, the congregation voted unanimously to call Pam as our settled minister.
So last week I told you a story about a group of birds that were looking to find a leader. Does anyone remember who the leader was?
Them.
All of the birds together. And we talked about some of the gifts that you all bring to this church that help to lead this place. But you know what I've been doing this week? Does anybody know? I have been meeting with all kinds of grown-ups, all kinds of committees and individuals, and they've been telling me all about this church, and I realized that I didn't get to hear what you thought about this church. So I hope it's all right with you, but I'd like to know what you love about coming to church. Can you tell me some things?
I like that we go to church.
I like that we go to church school. And after hearing what Karen said, I wish I could go to church school too. What do you love about this church?
I like when that we get to sit here and when we get to sing songs, I like to sing it.
So she loves to come and sit here and she loves to sing songs. Me too. Anything else you love about coming to church? Yes, ma'am. And they make crafts in church school. I've seen some drawings down there. They're beautiful. What do you love about church? Every year is a different theme in church school, and this year is Harry Potter. Is that great for you? I love Harry Potter. I could read those books over and over again. What's that?
I can read another series of books over and over again,
We have a lot of readers up here.
I like to read. I love books.
Good. We love books, too. Does anybody love doing anything outside here?
Yeah. I like to play in the sandbox.
Playing in the sandbox.
I like when we go outside sometimes.
Sometimes like going outside. Well, I have to tell you that what I've seen about this church this week makes me think that I would love being here with you all too. So I'm going to let you go do what you love most, which is go downstairs and go to church school, and we are going to sing you out.
Our words this morning, our reading this morning, are the words of Clarissa Pinkola Estes, an American poet, Jungian psychoanalyst, post-trauma recovery specialist, author, and spoken word artist. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. It is not given to us to know which acts or by whom will cause the critical mass to tip toward an enduring good. What is needed for dramatic change is an accumulation of acts, adding more, continuing. We know that it does not take everyone on earth to bring justice and peace, but only a small, determined group who will not give up during the first, the second, or the 100th gale.
So today we're talking about courageous love. And I love the sounds of those words. They're your words, words that were lovingly crafted by members of this congregation to express part of your mission. You hope to transform our community and the world through courageous love. But what does it mean to love courageously? I think to love with courage means acting in spite of fear, persisting in the face of difficulty, living into your values, and sometimes letting go of what's comfortable. Now, this morning, the children shared with us what they love about UUC, and I hope their words stirred your own thoughts, because it is your love for this place, for these people, and for all that you do together that can guide you as you work together to change the world with your love. This past week, I've seen evidence of so much love. As I've met with individuals and with groups, I've seen firsthand how much you love this congregation and each other. It takes lots of love to do all that you do. I've seen love in the way you involve the children and youth, making them welcome in this space. Not all churches do that. And giving them exciting and fun ways to learn together in their religious education classes. The curriculum is engaging. I want to be in that Harry Potter class. And the classrooms are filled with light and with kid-sized furniture. And I've never, ever heard of a lifespan faith development director who didn't complain about finding volunteers. But Karen doesn't complain. Your support of the RE program shows your love and your respect for the children of this congregation. I've seen love in the way you take care of one another through the lay pastoral care ministry and the caring network. No minister can meet all the pastoral needs of a congregation as much as they might like. And you have a well-trained and caring team that is committed to accompanying people through difficult times. I've seen love in the way you welcome newcomers. I was delighted to hear about the ways you all try to connect to people who've come for the first few times with a note and even a contact from someone in their neighborhood. And even though you do more than I've seen other congregations do, you're also looking for ways to do things better. I've seen love in the way you do the work of the church. I've heard about all the work that you put into creating a mission and the covenant statements. The board has worked hard to learn best practices and to keep this place running. The finance committee has worked hard to plan for a sustainable future. And the strategic planning committee has worked hard to craft a vision to help guide you toward your goals. And all that hard work doesn't matter if no one knows about it. But Lisa does an amazing job keeping you all informed with the twice weekly emails, with the newsletters, and the up-to-date information on your website. I've seen love in the way that you've created and maintained spaces that inspire spiritual growth and compassionate community. Not only is this sanctuary beautiful and spacious and comfortable, no wooden pews for you, but you have a sound system so that everyone can hear. And if you can't be in the room, I love your cuddle room so that people can hear and see what's happening in the service. And if someone isn't here this morning, someone in this room is creating a podcast so you can listen to the service later. And your grounds are amazing. The week before Jamie and I came here, I was dreaming about walking the labyrinth and walking the meditation path. And then there's the memorial garden, which is so lovely. And the fire pit area, I bet that gets a lot of good use too. I can't think of a better testimony to our seventh principle, respect for the interdependent web of all life of which we are a part. I've seen love in the way that you plan and create worship. The worship committee and the worship associates' reflections on their work show such a deep commitment to creating meaningful and beautiful services for a diverse set of needs. And I love the way that you share your musical gifts, from the spontaneous and all-inclusive breakfast club that we got to listen to last week, to the carefully chosen and written and performed music the choir sang today, and that music for the offertory too. I'd heard about Jared's playing before I got here, and now I appreciate why you love him so much. I got to hear some of it last night at the concert. It was so much fun, and you have such a lovely voice too. And Ella's great passion and professionalism were evident this morning. I've seen love in the way you reach out to the community and work for justice. The Mental Health Justice Ministry has already done so much important work by establishing support groups that you host in this space. And listening to their plans for the upcoming mental health first aid workshop and the film and the panel discussion at the Lyric Theater later this month helped me understand why you've been so effective. I've read about the other ways that you reach out through the food pantry, the homeless shelter, the half plate donations, among others. And then there's Dumbledore's army. The children are learning how to reach out in love. And I've also heard about some of your individual efforts, from marching in Washington, D.C., to standing on the corner with the Standing on the Side of Love sign right here in Blacksburg. Your love reaches out. And I've seen love in the way you are together. In every group I joined this week, from the Monday morning breakfast clubs and the Friday women's lunch, to the sages and the conversations on faith discussions, to the open mic on Friday night, and just at plain old committee meetings, I've witnessed love. A committee meeting on finance. Who would think that? I've heard voices of compassion and caring. I've heard disagreement and debate. I've heard serious musings and silliness. Not saying who. And I've heard laughter. So much laughter. You love being together. So I've had a busy, dare I say, lovely week. And I know there are still other ways you all come together in love. I saw the youth group last Sunday night, and I really wanted to sneak in and introduce myself because that was my first ministry. I've also heard about other ministries like the Earth Spirit Sisters. I think they had a gathering last night. The Quarter Lifers, I love that name. The 50-plus singles, covenant groups, circle dinners. There is so much love here. With each meeting, I felt like I was getting more pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, and the picture that is developing is vibrant and exciting. There is a breadth and a depth of experience here, from lifelong Unitarian Universalists who bring with them experience from other fellowships and congregations, to newcomers who have jumped in with both feet to share in the ministry of this church. This place is rich with experience and wisdom, creativity and humility, beauty, affection, laughter, and love. But we're supposed to be talking about courageous love today, and it doesn't seem like all this love I've been witnessing requires much courage, does it? But sometimes it does take courage to love here, doesn't it? When we're challenged to persist in the face of difficulty and to live into our values. Sometimes we're faced with situations that don't have easy solutions. Sometimes we are not our best selves. A few of you shared with me your perspective on some of the more challenging times that this church has weathered. And I'm sure there are multiple perspectives I have not heard yet. And I'm grateful for the trust of those who shared their stories. It's not easy to talk about the times when we mess up and make mistakes, especially when you're hoping to find a new partner in ministry. But if you hadn't shared, I would have been suspicious. When we start attending a church, it can be easy to miss the more challenging aspects of congregational life. Sunday services and coffee hour usually don't breed too much conflict, at least at first. But as we get more involved, we may begin to realize that human interactions are just as messy at church, if not more, than in the rest of our lives. The difference, though, is that here we are called to be in covenant. That is, we agree to stay in relationship, even through difficult times, striving to communicate directly, honestly, and compassionately. And when we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. Unlike other places in our lives, here we can practice being our best selves by loving each other even and especially when we are most difficult to love. The covenantal nature of our faith helps us practice this courageous kind of love. It also takes courage to recognize our limitations and imperfections as part of a larger religious movement, as Unitarian Universalists. Some of you may know that there has been a call for all UU congregations and fellowships to hold a Sunday morning teach-in to help deepen our understanding and awareness of racism. Have you heard it? It's in the UU world. You'll see it. And in fact, this Sunday and last Sunday were the dates chosen for those teach-ins. While Unitarian Universalists have a long history of working for civil rights that will be noted in the film that our half plate collection goes to, we've done work of civil rights and we deserve to be proud of that work. But we are being called to better understand and address how we as a denomination and as individual congregations exist with a set of institutional assumptions and practices, often operating unconsciously, that tend to benefit white people and exclude people of color. If we love Unitarian Universalism, then we must love it enough with enough courage to examine how we could do better in the area of racial justice. So we're not having a teach-in today, but if we want to live into our mission to transform the community and the world through courageous love, we must take opportunities to learn how we can better address such injustice. It is not easy work, but it is holy work, and work I hope to do together with you. You'll have other opportunities to act with courageous love, including deciding on whether or how you want this congregation to grow. This is one of the most difficult and exciting opportunities for a congregation, and you've already experienced both the joys and the pain of growth. Some of you, I know, remember what it was like to move into your first building. Yes? Some of you here? And then you know what it was like to move up here to this building and what it took to decide to make this beautiful renovation to accommodate even more growth. While I imagine you were excited to welcome new people into this community, I also know that the changes were probably not always easy. They required you to act in spite of fear and to let go of what was comfortable. Change is difficult. Even welcome change is difficult, and it requires courage. Now, this week, I've heard that you want to be known as a beacon of liberal religion in the New River Valley. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. You want people to know that there is a place for them where they will find a community that inspires spiritual and ethical growth, that creates compassionate community, and that offers opportunities to change the world. Some of you remember when you first found this congregation, and you want to spread that love to other people. But growth requires change, and change requires courage, courageous love. It is not easy work, but it is holy work. And work I hope to do together with you. One of the ways to make sure that people know who you are and the values you hold dear is to show up when those values are being threatened. The past few months have made it especially clear that we must work together to resist policies that threaten our civil and human rights, that threaten our environment, and that perpetuate and amplify inequality. I think of the words that the choir sang this morning. Oh, we are standing up for justice and for equal rights for all. We're moving past the barriers and we're breaking down the walls. Oh, we are bringing hope to those we see and those we'll never know. Showing up for justice, especially against powerful and entrenched systems, requires courageous love. What injustices are there in this community that need our attention? As Ellen read, ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Now, the Mental Health Justice Ministry has been reaching out to educate and advocate for change. And I understand that many of you have been participating in a process to choose a new social justice project, one which the whole congregation will also participate in. Whatever you choose, you will need to bring courageous love. It is not easy work, but it is holy work, and work I hope to do together with you. In the months and the years ahead, you all will be faced with decisions about who you want to be and how you want to be in the world. Some decisions will be easy, like the love I've witnessed between and among all of you this week. But others will require courage. You'll need to act in spite of fear, to persist in the face of difficulty, to live into your values, and sometimes to let go of what is comfortable. It will not be easy work, but it will be holy work, and work I hope to do together with you.
You've been listening to a sermon from the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House located in Blacksburg, Virginia. For more information about our congregation, please visit our website at uucnrv.org.